You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. And since Thanksgiving is coming up, I thought it would be good to focus on gratitude. So joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Paulette Grotrian, local mindfulness teacher, one of the founding members of the Ann Arbor Center for Mindfulness and an emeritus faculty at Washtenaw Community College. Hello, Paulette. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, hi, Lisa.
So you teach mindfulness-based stress reduction, and is gratitude part of that?
Yes. I think it's a great topic. Jon Kabat-Zinn, when he developed the program on mindfulness-based mm-hmm. stress reduction, identified some qualities or attitudes of mindfulness, and I'll just rattle them off.
Sure, go for it.
They are patience, letting go, acceptance, non-striving,
non-judgment,
trust, beginner's mind, compassion, generosity, and gratitude.
Let's go with letting go. Someone I heard recently said that's easy to say letting go, but not mm-hmm. necessarily easy to do.
Gee, I just had an experience of that. I was walking into this building, and I had a memory come up that was unpleasant.
Hmm.
And I thought to myself, okay, let that go.
Let it go. So is acknowledging it part of it before
yes,
you let it go?
Yes.
Recognizing
accepting,
it.
Accepting, oh, this is what came up. This is what's here. I see that. And then not going with it, not jumping on board and perseverating and ruminating, but just taking a breath. We can let it go with the out-breath.
Let it go.
And be present.
And when you say non-striving, what does that mean?
Yeah, so much of this is a paradox, and we have to really, really look deeply. You know, we're always rushing. We're always on the go. Life's a list. Yeah, and so we go from one thing to another and anticipating the next, and we're not always present for what we're actually doing in this moment.
I think society likes people, though, who are ambitious and like to get things done. Can you be non-striving and still be ambitious at the same time?
I think you can let go of the striving, let go of the anxiousness, and just be present with what's here right now. We do have to plan.
Right.
And we do have to get things done. We do have to be responsible. However, our minds can just grab us and drive us and upset us.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of non-striving, a little bit complicated, but just to be present right now. You know, you and I have something we're going to do, but we don't have to be trying to make it the best interview ever. We can just...
No, this is the best interview we are.
That well,
is
let's our... see.
Let's, yes.
Let's see.
We'll see. But so we're going to take a calm approach to it, though, right?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving just around the corner. That's why I wanted to talk about gratitude. What are some of the benefits of practicing gratitude?
There's a lot of research right now,
neuroscience,
and it shows that our thoughts and our attitudes can actually create neuropathways. So they used to believe the brain was static, but now we know that we have actually some control over these neural pathways we're creating. And so gratitude, for example, can be an antidote to depression. It can be a really powerful way to create a positive mood. So appreciating what we have, seeing what's good in our lives, seeing what's working right now, as opposed to taking everything for granted.
I always say if you're looking for what's wrong, that's easy to find.
That's right.
So does that work for if you're looking for what's right, if you're having gratitude, that's easy as well?
No.
If not?
No.
Okay.
It's a practice because we're hardwired to see the negative. Rick Hansen, neuroscientist, says we have a negativity bias because this very primitive part of our brain is always looking for threats.
Right.
And so here we are, you know, in 2017, brain is still looking for, you know, what's gonna attack me, what's negative. And so the beautiful part of practicing mindfulness is it allows us to pause and slow down and to really tilt the mind or create new neural pathways toward positivity. And so gratitude, practicing gratitude, is a way to feel better. It's a way to enhance being content with what we have. You know, the brain always wants something different, right? It always wants more. It's like that's the way we're hardwired.
Is it?
Yeah, it's unsatisfied. And so we learn to see desire, but in practicing gratitude, we learn to just appreciate, oh, look at this. I'm breathing. I'm alive. I'm sitting here. I'm with you. This is nice.
Can it permanently change your brain?
Yes. This is so awesome. So we can see the brain now with the functional MRI, and we can see that these practices create different neural pathways. And so we have that much control over ourselves.
Here's the big question. Do people want to change their brains? But I think the things we're saying, obviously, I value them. Obviously, you value, you teach mindfulness. You created this center in Ann Arbor. It's important to you. But I think society says, nope, you got to be on the fast track. You got to accomplish things. You got to achieve things. Is there room for slowing down? And
That's our hope for the future. When we slow down, we don't have as many accidents. We can actually complete a task. The whole idea of multitasking is a myth. The brain can only do one thing at a time.
That's been scientifically proven. Because that's my biggest issue. I have recently discovered I am not good at multitasking.
Awesome.
Is that awesome?
Yes, it is, because you see that. You see that there's startup time with a task, then we're on task, then there's close down time. Then there's startup time with the next task, we're on task, and there's close down time. So it's actually more efficient to unitask. We can accomplish more when we pay attention to one task at a time.
Are we set up for failure, though? Because so many jobs and situations and opportunities and events call for multitasking.
Yeah, I used to think that was, you know, something you looked for when I would interview people and hire people.
Right.
Like, oh, hey, they can multitask. Yeah. I'm really going to get my money's worth.
Right.
But since I've been studying mindfulness, I've learned that that's a fallacy. That's actually not true. And I think that the more we learn about mindfulness and the more people who practice, the more we'll begin to have this effect on our culture to see what's really important and to see that this is an expanded way of living.
And it reduces stress, and lower stress makes you healthier overall.
Absolutely, right. And there will be more mindfulness classes being offered in the winter. I'm teaching again in the spring. All of this can be found on the Ann Arbor Center for Mindfulness website, aacfm.org.
Paulette Grotrian, very grateful for that you joined us for this segment of Art and Soul. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa, for the opportunity.